we sometimes call the other the wash basket.
How about a small container for nails coming? It's not as big as a barrel. It looks like a barrel.
Keg.
How about a thing that a child, not only kids, but people, it's a musical instrument. It's about this long.
Harmonica, colloquially referred to as a mouth organ.
You ever use that term?
Yes. In my younger days, we called it the mouth organ.
How about one that you hold somewhat similar, you hold it between your teeth and you twang it?
Jew's harp.
Things that go around barrels to keep the staves in place are the what?
Hoops.
Thing you might put in the top of a bottle if after you've opened the bottle, you don't finish the bottle, you might put this in.
A stopper. That's distinguished from the original cork.
Okay, what is it? Would you use that too, though?
Stopper.
You wouldn't use cork, though?
No.
Okay.
That is, if it's one of these patented rubber ones to keep the carbonic acid gas in, we'd call that a stopper.
Okay. But if you were just using a thing from a whiskey bottle or something, you'd call it.
Well, that would be the cork. Whether it was made out of metal or not, you usually say the cork.
Okay. How about one made of glass, for instance, on the top of a decanter? Do you have a name for that?
I suppose it has a name, but I never gave it much thought.
Okay, that's all right. How about the thing that you used for driving in nails?
Hammer.
Could you name a few different kinds?
Well, there are mason's hammers, tack hammers, claw hammer, and ball peen hammer, although that isn't supposed to be used for driving nails, although
okay.
If it's handy, you'd use it.
All right. Well, any other kind of hammers that are used, not necessarily for driving nails, but just different kinds of hammers that you can think of? Is this about it? That's about it,
although okay. There are different kinds of...
How about the part of a wagon that goes up between the two horses?
The tongue.
How about the automobile accelerator on the floor, the thing you step on, what do you call it?
The accelerator.
Okay.
The gas pedal, you mean?
Well, I should have...
I always call it the accelerator.
Okay. How about one on the dashboard? Similar thing that you might...
Throttle. Hand throttle. They're obsolete.
How about the parts on a... If you have one horse rig, you have these things that come up alongside the horses.
Blinders?
No, these are things that are hooked onto the horses. Two of them.
Harness?
No, these are made of wood and they come up...
Shaft?
Yeah. How about the automobile instrument panel? What's that called?
Dash or dashboard.
How about the small compartment on the dashboard?
It's always referred to as the glove compartment.
on a one horse rig, do you know what you call that thing on a one horse rig in the front that comes across the?
I don't believe I do. It's either the harness or the collar.
Okay.
I know they have a collar, but that's not what you're referring to.
No,
something
you ever hear about
a whipple tree? I've heard of it, but
I
have no independent knowledge of it.
What did you call an automobile with two doors?
A two-door.
And with four?
Four-door. Or a sedan. A two-door doesn't necessarily have to be a coupe.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to call them coupes.
Okay. How about in the luggage compartment, the rear of the car?
The trunk.
And a small vehicle used for milk, pizza, cleaning, and parcel delivery. Jet.
A light pickup.
Okay.
Sometimes I use a boulevard truck, a B truck.
A what truck is it?
Boulevard truck, a B truck. It has what they call a B license.
Okay.